ABC Radio Australia.
The Fijian shipping company that's been investigated for allegedly mistreating its foreign workers is facing new accusations, this time for incorrectly registering one of its ferries. The Global Union, the International Transport Federation, says Gaondar Shipping has registered the Lomavati Princess III as being shorter and lighter than it actually is. The federation alleges that means the vessel has been staffed with fewer and less experienced staff than it should have, putting the safety of the crew and passengers at risk. Gaondar Shipping says the claim is garbage. Liam Fox reports.
Gaondar Shipping has been attracting plenty of heat lately. It's currently being investigated by several Fijian agencies after a group of Filipino sailors alleged the company sacked them and left them stranded, homeless and penniless, unable to return home after they raised concerns about their pay and working conditions. Now, the group that supported the Filipino sailors, the International Transport Workers Federation, has raised new allegations concerning one of Gaondar's ferries, the Lomavati Princess III.
This ferry somehow, on its transit from Canada to Fiji, lost 14 metres.
Sarah Maguire is an inspector with the International Transport Workers Federation, or ITF. What she's alleging is that Gaondar, after it bought the ferry from its former owner in Canada and registered it in Fiji, said the vessel's length was 100 metres. Before that, the ferry had been 114 metres long. The ABC has seen a copy of the ferry's survey certificate issued by the Maritime Safety Authority of Fiji in January last year that outlines its dimensions. The certificate puts the vessel's length at 100 metres, but information on the ferry obtained from the Lloyd's Register of Ships puts its length at 114.6 metres. And there are other differences. The survey certificate puts the ferry's gross tonnage at 2,580 tonnes, but on the Lloyd's Register it is over 5,000 tonnes, a difference of nearly 2,500 tonnes. So what's going on? Ms. Maguire claims it's all about cutting costs. The smaller the boat, the less crew, safety gear and maintenance is required.
Say, like, if you have a car licence or a truck licence, you need, the bigger the vehicle you drive, the more experience and the more training you need to have to operate it. And it's no different in the maritime industry. The bigger the vessel you are on, the more experience and the more training you have to undergo to be licensed to operate it.
Gaondar Shipping's Managing Director, George Gaondar, described the claim that the Lomavati Princess III's dimensions had been deliberately falsified as, quote, full of crap and garbage. He declined to comment further. The ABC has made several attempts to get a comment from the Maritime Safety Authority of Fiji, but there has been no response. Ms. Maguire says the ITF has also tried to raise the issue with Maritime Safety.
They've refused to acknowledge our complaint.
And what do you think of that response?
I think it's atrocious.
Fiji's Ministry of Transport and the Transport Minister, Fayaz Koya, have also been approached for comment.
Liam Fox reporting there.